You're listening to Consider This, episode 223, for the 13th of August, 2018.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, there ain't no place like this place, anywhere near this place, so this must be the podcast. Welcome to Consider This, the place to be for conservative commentary in 10 minutes or less. I'm Doug Payton, placing my thoughts into your head for consideration. The website is the place to be for all things associated with the show, including transcripts and links to everything I referred to while putting this episode together. Check out considerthis.ctpodcasting.com for all that wonderful information. That's CT as in critical thinking. This time out, I'm talking about evangelical support for Trump, a not-so-startling revelation in Venezuela, and poetry. Yes, poetry. That's coming up. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, and really, who isn't, consider stopping by the website and clicking on my Amazon affiliate link. You pay the same price, but a sliver gets sent here to support the podcast. I've often been asked how I can support Trump, given that I'm a Christian, and given so many things that he's done are immoral. This is often reworded as the idea that evangelicals have sold their souls to Trump, and that they don't care what other things he does as long as he is politically aligned with them. I think that's unfair, and the Washington Post looked into this recently, with a lengthy analysis about what members of the First Baptist Church of Luverne, Alabama, thought about this apparent disconnect. As I said, the story is long, and I link to both it and a summary at the Daily Caller in the show notes. Let me cut to the chase by saying that supporting Trump doesn't mean supporting everything he does, both as president and as a person. Frankly, no one does that for any president of any party. And so, finding out that the parishioners of the First Baptist Church see it the same way shouldn't surprise anyone. Democrat friends of mine parted ways with some of what President Obama did on occasion, and that's fine. But for some reason, this all changed for Christians and Trump, requiring us to either embrace everything he's done or be called hypocrites. We voted for Trump, as the story notes, to appoint conservative Supreme Court justices, fight for religious liberty, and adopt pro-life policies, among other things. Basically, to have government do what we think it should do. You know, just like every other voter. Ever. Yes, he's made us feel awkward on a number of occasions, but I bet there were a few Democrats who felt a bit awkward at times during the Clinton administration. The idea that Trump has had many more awkward moments, while for me is true, doesn't change any of that. Overall, he's doing what I voted for him to do. I shouldn't have to own every misstep of his any more than anyone else. Fair? From the "we could have told you that, and we did" department, comes word that Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has cried uncle. For you young whippersnappers out there, that means you give up and you acknowledge that you've been bested. Facing shortages of all sorts, of all products, an inflation projected to top 1,000,000% by year end, and a GDP set to plummet 18% this year, he finally got the message. He told his political party, quote, "The production models we've tried so far have failed, and the responsibility is ours, mine, and yours. Enough with the whining. We need to produce with or without outside aggression, with or without blockades. We need to make Venezuela an economic power." Close quote. Well, it's not like he wasn't warned. Well, he was warned, but there were others who praised him, and he probably heard them louder than the critics. Here are the words of Bernie Sanders from 2011, from a statement on his official Senate website that is still there.
These days, the American dream is more apt to be realized in South America, in places such as Ecuador, Venezuela, and Argentina, where incomes are actually more equal today than they are in the land of Horacio Alger. Who's the banana republic now?
I'd turn that question around and ask, who's the economic illiterate now? When are you finally going to get the message? And finally, I'm starting work on a social commentary poem. This? Me writing an actual poem? Well, it isn't intended to rhyme, so perhaps it's more free verse, but anyway. I just have the first stanza down. Let me know how you like it. First, they came for Alex Jones, but I did not speak up because I was not a nutty conspiracy theorist. And then the last stanza would be something like, then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. Huh? I'm still working on that. Now, if it sounds sort of familiar, I would only suggest that all really great poetry sounds very familiar. Anyway, I'd like to make this a collaborative effort of the Consider This audience. Listener Ryan Burgess has already commented on the Facebook post by saying, quote, "You actually cannot finish it because your account was frozen and banned before you reached conclusion." Close quote. Okay, so I guess the clock is ticking. If you'd like to contribute a stanza or two, let me know. Write to ConsiderThis at ctpodcasting.com. Call 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. Or hop onto the Facebook page and add a comment to the post about the poem. You can even go to the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, and leave a comment there with your contribution. Entries will be highlighted here. And remember, sometimes you hit, and sometimes you might miss. But whatever you do, please consider this.